This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. On September 20th, Hurricane Maria slammed into the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, bringing 155-mile-per-hour winds and 6 months' worth of rain in less than 4 days. The death toll of the storm is uncertain. The government's official count is 64, but some suspect it could be in the thousands. A few days later, the mayor of San Armand sent the governor of the island a message through a YouTube video.
Señor gobernador, el mensaje que usted está dando al público no es el que está ejecutando.
He's begging the Puerto Rican government for help for his city in the southwestern part of the island, far from the capital, San Juan. It's now over 3 months later, and about 30% of the island is still without electricity. The town of San Armand is one of the oldest cities in Puerto Rico, founded in the 1500s. In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, trees littered its old streets and continued rains battered its Spanish stone churches. Isidro Negron Irizarry is the mayor of San Armand. I spoke with him a month ago, and he said bureaucracy was slowing down the recovery.
I think that we can do better without the bureaucracy of the government and without the bureaucracy of the FEMA. It's too high.
Yesterday, FEMA opened a disaster recovery office in San Armand to help the 8,000 residents the mayor says applied for assistance. San Armand's hospitals, its university, and museums are back up and running, but not all sectors of the local economy are doing as well. Take agriculture, for example.
We need 2 or 3 or 4 years to recovery with some plantations as coffee, plantain, but they are working to, again, start to have the products for the people. But I think that it's going to have 4 or 5 years to recovery.
Mayor Negron Irizarry says the town is working with the Army Corps of Engineers to clear away damaged vegetation and debris. Though water and most of the power has been restored to San Armand, the cleanup effort is ongoing.
Since the first moment, we start cleaning the roads, first to go to the hospitals, and working hard in all the roads with the help of the people in different neighborhoods.
And right now, recovery is on everyone's minds.
We're working hard. We're not going to drop our arms. We're going to working hard to develop San Germán, to put San Germán at the same manner that was before the hurricane.